This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Proposed changes to how Wyoming calculates royalty payments on oil and gas extracted from state lands are being tabled again, this time until August. The State Board of Land Commissioners had been scheduled to review and possibly vote on the changes today, but State Lands Director Ryan Lance tells the Associated Press some issues still need resolving, and the state land staff will recommend postponement. The board has been considering extensive updates to the standard state oil and gas lease agreement since last year. The changes would include closer oversight of production costs the state allows industry to deduct from royalty payments. The Wyoming Business Council will hold a public hearing to gather input on the draft 2012 Annual Action Plan, which outlines the use of U.S. housing and urban development funds for Wyoming programs. Amy Richards has more details on that story.
Wyoming receives funding for the Home Investment Partnerships Program administered by the Wyoming Community Development Authority, the Emergency Shelter Grant and Housing for Persons with AIDS administered by the Wyoming Department of Health, and the Community Development Block Grant Program administered by the Wyoming Business Council. Wyoming is required to prepare an annual action plan which describes the resources expected to be available. A public hearing will be held in several locations around the state through the Wyoming video conference system on June 22nd, beginning at 10:30 a.m. I'm Amy Richards.
Wyoming Radio News.
Too many of our elderly citizens are abused where they live by people they trust. And many suffer in silence. We need to protect and nurture our elders. The hopeful message is that we can make a difference by being aware, by asking questions, and by speaking up. Know the signs and how you can help.
Get more at dfs.wy.gov. Wyoming DFS, hand in hand with children and families.